Audio Sorceress presents, in collaboration with Severn River Publishing, the unabridged recording of Shepherd and the Fox, written by Brian Shea and Christy Belcamino, narrated by Eric Altheide. Prologue. Kabul, Afghanistan. After the drone strike, people had fled screaming and crying from the alley where the small white van had been hit. A building struck by a second drone had been demolished, turning the alley into rubble. While others ran away from the area, she ran toward it, glancing up at the sky.
"Incoming!"
she screamed, face red, black eyes flashing. Explosions rocked the air around her, and yet she didn't flinch. Sweat mixed with blood dripped down her face, seeping onto her flak jacket. She swiped at it, and then looked numbly at the blood. It wasn't hers. A man around the corner had bled out a few seconds ago, after she had briefly tried to staunch his wounds. They had been too great, and she had been too late. Now there was another man, this one very much alive, running straight into the area containing the remnants of the explosion. He was huge and muscular, and wore a helmet and flak jacket. "I heard there were children," he said in a deep voice. She nodded despairingly and pointed, her manicured nails now black with dried blood. A child's leg stuck out of the debris.
"No,"
he shouted. Then they both heard something and froze. A child crying beneath a large pile of stones. She dropped to her knees, frantically picking up large chunks of debris, chucking them behind her to unearth the child. He did the same, as he muttered,
"Hang in there, buddy. We'll get you out."
After a few seconds, they'd cleared enough to see, miraculously, a small pocket within the rubble. At first, she couldn't believe her eyes. Four other children lay beneath the rubble. She choked back a sob when she saw the crying child. The little girl's brown hair was pulled back in a pink bow, stained dark red. Her face was covered with blood and dirt. She couldn't have been older than 3. She stretched out her arms toward the woman. But there was something heavy on the girl's foot. The woman tried to lift it but couldn't, despite her grunting efforts.
"I got this,"
the man said, and with a loud groan, he lifted the heavy piece of concrete trapping the girl's foot. The woman scooped the girl up in her arms and raced over to a bare patch of dirt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?